Welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We are on digital FM, Sirius Satellite Radio, and online at npr.org/Bryant Park. I'm Allison Stewart, and what to do when your employer is just not that into you. But first, let's get the latest news headlines from the BPP's Mark Garrison.
This is NPR. Thanks, Allison. A bizarre attack in Israel today. A Palestinian took a construction vehicle on a rampage in Jerusalem. He slammed into a city bus and hit three cars before he was shot and killed. The attacker wounded at least four. A similar assault, also involving a construction vehicle, killed three earlier this month. That attack just ahead of Democratic presidential candidate Barack Obama's planned visit to Jerusalem Wednesday. Obama is in Jordan today. He wrapped his visit to Iraq this morning. NPR's Soraya Serhadi Nelson has the story from Baghdad.
The senator spent the night at an American base in the city of Ramadi, 70 miles west of Baghdad. This morning, he's meeting with local Iraqi officials and tribal elders in Ramadi. The city, which is in the western province of Anbar, had long been a focal point for Sunni insurgents fighting American troops. But since last year, when Sunni tribes began aligning themselves with U.S. forces against al-Qaeda in Iraq, the city has largely been calm. The U.S. military considers Ramadi one of its major successes in the war in Iraq.
NPR's Soraya Serhadi Nelson reporting from Baghdad. In the U.S., a possible big break in the salmonella mystery. A Texas plant is recalling all of its fresh peppers after investigators found salmonella on a Mexican-grown jalapeno. Now, the question is where it got tainted, on the farm, at the plant, or in transit. More than 1,200 people have gotten sick. For now, the advice is to avoid fresh jalapenos or products made with them, like fresh salsa. In Texas and Mexico, they're getting ready for Dolly. The storm could come ashore late tonight or early Wednesday. James Bleers has more.
The National Hurricane Center in Miami says affected areas could span from Brownsville to Port O'Connor and on to San Luis Pass. The Mexican government issued a similar warning involving the La Pesca area and northwards up to and including the U.S. border. Weather forecasters say Dolly could drop rainfall of up to 15 inches and produce a flood surge of up to 6 feet.
James Bleers in Mexico City, and that is your news for now. It's online all the time at npr.org. This is NPR.